Hi again, this is Jenny Axler. I wanted to do a bit of a follow-up cast to my Icon podcast to answer some of the questions that people asked me and to get to a couple of things that I wasn't able to get to in the last cast. I appreciate all of your feedback and all of your questions. Thank you so much for all of your emails. Hopefully I'll get everything answered here for you. Someone asked me about battery life. That is very variable. It really depends on what you're doing. You can get anywhere from 4 to 5 hours to 8 to 9, just depending on what you're doing. If you're doing nothing but reading a daisy book, you can easily get through a whole day without having to charge it. I travel lots with my husband who drives a truck, and sometimes I do nothing but read a book all day, and I can get through an entire day. We're talking, you know, 8, 9 hours without charging, without any problem at all. If you have the wireless turned on, your battery life is cut about in half. And there are certain things that take more of a hit on it. The music player, if you're playing music, you're probably going to get about 6 hours. Downloading from the internet or downloading podcasts really takes a hit on it. The wireless is on, plus you're, you know, doing a lot of work downloading. It really just depends on what it is that you're doing. I'd say with normal use, if you're turning the wireless off when you don't need it, you're probably going to get about 6 to 7 hours of battery life. If you download your stuff in the morning, your newspapers, your email, before you walk out the door and go to work and, you know, take notes on it at work and this and that, and then probably, you know, download some more stuff or listen to more stuff on the way home, you are most likely going to get through a whole day without charging it. That would be my best estimate. Obviously, you know, again, it really just depends on what you're doing. If you have the wireless on all day, you're not going to get through the day. But I'd say with normal use, you're going to get through a normal day without charging the Icon. Someone asked me about price. The handheld unit is $1,395, so right around $1,400. And the docking station will be $395, so around $400. So you can either get the handheld for $1,400 or the whole package for about $18. This is actually a couple hundred dollars less than the competitive note takers with full-size Braille or QWERTY keyboards without Braille displays. But you're actually getting quite a bit more as far as what you get with it. For instance, you're getting a couple hundred times the storage space. You have the 30 gig hard drive and then the 200 megabytes that are on the flash disk currently that are left to the user as well. So there's no other note taker that has so much onboard storage. You also have the ability to easily drag and drop files to it. I don't know of any other note taker that allows you to do this quite so easily. You either have to use removable media or a synchronization program. This allows you to directly drag and drop to the unit, which is very nice. You also get the integrated Bookshare support, the RSS reader and podcatcher, as well as the wireless and Bluetooth both built in. There's not another note taker with both of them built in. And of course, there's the two-part design that gives you the versatility to either take the small handheld part of the unit to go, or to with the docking station have a full-sized note taker. So you've got a lot of versatility with that. So it's actually a really good deal for what you're going to pay for it. You're really getting a lot for your money. I was also asked for more detail on the word processor, as far as file types, format and style options, etc. The word processor right now is pretty basic. You can bold, you can underline, you can italicize, you can double space, you can left and right justify, you can center text. As far as adding other formatting and style attributes, that will really depend on what the users want, what the feedback is, what people think they need. But it certainly can create basic documents for you, and it can save in several file types. You can create a .doc file, an RTF file, a TXT file, and actually you can also create a BRF file. You can Braille into the Icon, and so you can create grade 2 documents, and you can also have documents with mixed formats in them, as far as you can have both text and Braille in one document, so that's also very nice. Someone also asked about printing. Right now, there is not printer support built into the Icon. It's certainly easy enough to put the icon in disk drive mode and find your document and print using a PC. And of course, you know, if you're a student or something and you need to, you can always go to a computer lab and do the same thing, because it shows up just as a Windows mass storage device. So it's not like it's impossible to print, but there is not there's not printer support built in. And again, whether or not this is added is really going to depend on what users want. If there is a lot of user feedback that says, hey, you know, this is something I really need to have, it'll probably get implemented. If there isn't, then it probably won't. You know, any more documents are emailed, whether you're talking about businesses or even students. I know when I was in graduate school, most of the time I actually emailed my papers into my professors. You know, so it's seems like it's getting less necessary, and I think that's probably why it wasn't initially built into the unit. Something else I wanted to talk a little more about is the functionality of the help and the status key. These have several useful functions that I wasn't able to get to in my last podcast. Now, just to remind you, these are the two small rectangular keys to the left and to the right of the navigational diamond. The one on the left is the status key. If you press and hold this, you will get the status information that I got when I first turned on the icon in my first podcast. Now, this is the time and date, whether or not the wireless is on, whether or not you have any appointments, the icon software version, etc. If you just press the status key quickly, it will repeat the last prompt spoken. So if you're in a file list, if you're arrowing down a file list or a list of menu items, it will repeat the menu item that you're on. If icon asked you for some information, it'll repeat the question. Basically, if you don't hear what the icon said, just press status and it'll repeat it for you. Now, if you press status twice in quick succession, it will give you program-specific status information. For instance, if you're downloading email, it would say receiving 3 of 22, so it'll tell you where it's at in the receiving process and how far it has to go. Now, I found when I'm in an RSS feed list, such as Blind Cool Tech, where I'm reading a list of podcasts that are available, when you arrow down the list, you basically get a list of titles. But if I press status twice quickly, I can actually get the description of the podcast. You know, as far as there's always a description, if you're on the website, you can see a description underneath the title and the link to the podcast. So I can get that information by pressing status twice quickly. So it really just depends on what it is that you're doing, what information you're going to get with that. Now, if you press status and help together, you can have the last prompt spoken spelled to you. Or, you know, again, if you're in a file list, the file name or whatever it happens to be. So when I was in that feed list and I couldn't exactly understand what some of those technology feeds were, I could have actually pressed status and help and had it spelled to me. Now, the help key, if you hold down the help key, it will put you in key learn mode, which is basically a key describer. So you can press any key and have it tell you what the function of that key is. And you press it again to get out. Now, if you just press the help key quickly, you will get context sensitive help. So if you're in the word processor and you need help, you press the help key and it will take you into the user manual and land you in the word processor section. So you can, you know, again, read all about everything that's in the word processor and all the functionality. So there is an onboard user manual, and pressing the help key will get you to that. Now, if you want to actually read that manual from top to bottom, you can navigate through it the same way that you can any other document, whether we're talking a newspaper, a word processor document, a book. All of the navigation features that are available throughout the icon are also available in the user manual. So you can press the help key to enter that manual from anywhere, but you can actually, you know, go to the top of it and start reading and read the whole thing if you want to from anywhere. Okay, the final thing that I wanted to talk to you about is the icon synchronization program. Now, this is a program that comes on a CD that ships with the icon. You install this on your PC. And it's a very simple installation, very straightforward, nothing complicated about it. It puts an icon on your desktop that says Icon Sync. And in order to synchronize, you put the icon in disk drive mode and hook it up through the USB port on the docking cable or at some point the docking station. Then you enter icon sync from your desktop. And you are presented with a list of four things. The first three are checkboxes. Now you can synchronize right now your MS Outlook calendar and contacts, and also your My Music folder. So if you keep all the music that you want synchronized with the icon in your My Music folder, you can have it synchronize this also. So you basically check or uncheck these boxes by pressing space. And the fourth thing on the list is the synchronize button. And so it's pretty much that simple. As long as you're hooked up and you've checked the correct boxes, you press the synchronize button and it does everything automatically for you. So it's very simple. Okay, I think that covers it for this go around. Again, if there's anything that you would like more detail on, please feel free to email me at jaxler@iowatelecom.net. That's jaxler@iowatelecom.net. You may also contact Level Star directly at info@levelstar.com. That's info@levelstar.com.